The National Commission on Teaching in America's Future says about 41% of Wisconsin teachers will be eligible for retirement in the next decade. That's one of the lowest percentages in the nation, and significantly less than the 50% reported for states like Iowa and Illinois. But Wisconsin Education Association Council President Mary Bell says teacher retirements are still a concern. She says teacher pay in Wisconsin has fallen from 15th to 21st in the nation, giving them less incentive to stay in the classroom.
It's worse for people at the beginning side of their career, but even for veteran teachers, the average salaries have dropped against the national average, which means they're not growing in their profession and in compensation the way that they should in order to stay in the profession.
Bell adds teachers nearing retirement now have more incentive to keep working in light of the poor economy. But she says at the same time, there's less funding for mentoring programs between veteran and new teachers.
And when it's come down to a choice between a program for students offering classes and offering professional development, the squeeze goes to professional development. We understand it. It's just a very difficult long-term decision in terms of the quality of the professionals in the classroom.
Department of Public Instruction spokesman Patrick Gasper says they're not as concerned with teacher retirements as they are with retaining new teachers. He says 14% of first-year teachers in Wisconsin end up not coming back for a second year of teaching. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.